وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين.
And relate to them with truth the story of the two sons of Adam, when they each offered an offering, and it was accepted from one of them, and was not accepted from the other. The latter said, I will surely kill thee. The former replied, Allah accepts only from the righteous.
لَئِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
If thou stretch out thy hand against me to kill me, I shall not stretch out my hand against thee to kill thee. I do fear Allah, the Lord of the universe.
إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين.
I wish that thou shouldst bear the punishment of the sin against me as well as of thine own sin, and thus be among the inmates of the fire, and that is the recompense of those who do wrong.
فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَهُ فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
But his evil self induced him to kill his brother, so he killed him and became one of the losers.
فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ قال يا ويلتى أعجزت أن أكون مثل هذا الغراب فأواري سوءة أخي فأصبح من النادمين.
Then Allah sent a raven, which scratched in the ground, that he might show him how to hide the corpse of his brother. He said, Woe is me! I am not able to be even like this raven so that I may hide the corpse of my brother. And then he became remorseful.
مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنْهُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمُسْرِفُونَ.
On account of this, we prescribed for the children of Israel that whosoever killed a person, unless it be for killing a person or for creating disorder in the land, it shall be as if he had killed all mankind. And whoso saved a life, it shall be as if he had saved the life of all mankind. And our messengers came to them with the clear signs. Yet even after that, many of them commit excesses in the land.
إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف أو ينفوا من الأرض ذلك لهم خزي في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
The only reward of those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger and strive to create disorder in the land is that they be slain or crucified or their hands and feet be cut off on account of their enmity, or they be expelled from the land. That shall be a disgrace for them in this world, and in the hereafter they shall have a great punishment.
فاعلموا أن الله غفور رحيم.
Accept those who repent before you have them in your power. So know that Allah is most forgiving, merciful.